Hello?
Eureka, Billie Jean!
It's Bobby Riggs. I had a great idea. Male chauvinist pig versus hairy leg feminist.
You're still a feminist, right?
I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
Don't hang up.
By the way, I shave my legs.
Billie Jean King, already a champion of women's rights, is now the most successful female player of all time.
Welcome to the Not Old Better Show. I'm your host, Paul Vogelzang. We're going to be talking about tennis today. We're going to be talking about the movie Battle of the Sexes. Because the biggest sporting event in 1973 wasn't the Super Bowl or the World Series or even the NBA Finals. No, the biggest sporting event that year was the Battle of the Sexes, a tennis match that pitted the top player in the women's game, Billie Jean King, against former men's number one, Bobby Riggs, an event which inspired the new film Battle of the Sexes starring Emma Stone and Steve Carell.
People still know me mostly because I played Bobby Riggs. We had millions. We were primetime television. Title IX had just been passed the year before. There was a lot of attention. But why? Because I was playing against a man. And all of a sudden, every media guy, everybody in media was interested because it's about them. To us, the dream was if any girl born in this world, if she was good enough, that she'd have a place to play and make a living. And that was our dream. And guess what? Now they're living it.
That, of course, is one of our guests today, Billie Jean King. And we'll hear from Emma Stone and Steve Carell, too. Please join me in welcoming to the Not Old Better Show, Billie Jean King. Billie Jean, this film, Battle of the Sexes, even though it's probably very familiar to my audience of the Not Old Better Show, it took place in 1973, but it's still very relevant to audiences today. Why is that?
It's very relevant today. So that's what I'm hoping, that the future generations, you know, come out and not the future, but the young generations come out and see this and really want to fight harder for equality and freedom and these things that matter to each and every one of us. Because when you don't have your freedom and you don't have equality, someone's always getting hurt.
You're known as a fighter, and in the film, in one brief scene, you and the other professional women tennis players, and I think there were nine of you, you hold up a dollar bill. Why is that?
I think this movie, The Battle of the Sexes, shows the fight that was going on. We had to fight. We had nothing. I wanted the men and women to be together, to start an association or a union together. The men reject us. So in The Battle of the Sexes, you see us holding up this $1 bill. That's the original nine holding up this $1 bill, and that is the birth of women's professional tennis, that moment. And it's very quick in the movie, but that is huge. We lived it. And the wonderful thing, the only thing I asked of Jonathan Dayton and Valerie Ferris was, would you put the original nine in this movie as much as possible? Because we did it. I didn't do it. We did it.
So let's talk about star Emma Stone, who we're going to be talking to in just a little bit, so know that. You really loved her style and the choice that was made for her in this role.
You've got to always be humble and always know where you came from. That's what's great about Emma. She's very centered as a human being. I'm amazed at her young age, how she's really smart.
Did you enjoy the movie-making process?
I'm fascinated by it anyway. I've always been interested because my PR people through the years, through the 70s, used to take me to sets, and I like it. I always wanted to make a movie.
And lastly, do you think the fight is over, and do each of the actors now have a special place in your heart as a result of this film?
I'm very big on, you know, it's not over until you're shaking hands at the net. You really got to stay on it and be focused like this. So that's, I don't think like that, but that would be great. I would like every actor to win something in this, because everyone deserves really to be praised and acknowledged.
Billie Jean King, thanks very much for coming on the Not Old Better Show. Most of us, as audience of the Not Old Better Show, remember the circumstances and timing for the new film Battle of the Sexes from Fox Searchlight. Women's equality, equal pay, gender issues, societal perceptions, open-mindedness, and maybe not open-mindedness, and a whole host of 70s-related angst. And truthfully, while Battle of the Sexes is a reminder of the gender issues still plaguing us, maybe, as a society, the film wholeheartedly embraces the quality of its two excellent stars, Steve Carell and Emma Stone. No spoiler alerts here, but, you know, by way of background and very much a part of history, this match caught the zeitgeist and sparked a global conversation on gender equality, spurring on the feminist movement. Trapped, though, in the media glare, Billie Jean King, Bobby Riggs, the two featured in the film Battle of the Sexes, were on opposite sides of really a binary argument, you know, kind of yes or no. But off court, each one was fighting more personal and complex battles, as the film really points out. Billie Jean King, in her case, a supportive husband, urging her to fight the establishment for equal pay. Billie Jean King was fiercely private, and she was struggling to come to terms with her own sexuality, while Bobby Riggs, he was known as a gambler, a risk-taker, and he gambled his legacy and reputation in a bid to relive the glories of his past. Together, Billy and Bobby served up this cultural spectacle that resonated far beyond the tennis courts and animated the discussions between men and women in bedrooms and boardrooms around the world. Of course, and again, no spoiler alerts here, King wins the match against Bobby Riggs, played so well by Steve Carell, and this furthers the theme and movie plot line of improving women's rights and equality in sports. King in the film, played brilliantly by Emma Stone, is coming to terms with her sexuality, and together these paths make for an excellent film. And coming to terms meant coming to terms with her husband, tennis player Larry King, in 1973, and the romance that was developing with someone else. This is actress Emma Stone playing the tennis star as she's getting her hair done before an event.
What do you want?
What do you mean?
With your hair, what do you want to do with it?
Oh. It doesn't matter. You can just get it on my face.
You don't care about how you look? Someone as pretty as you?
I'm not pretty. I mean, I don't. I thank you for saying that.
In my conversation here in just a moment with Emma Stone, I think she says it best when I ask her about the social change coming from the match. So Emma Stone, welcome to the show.
Hello.
Given that this film, Battle of the Sexes, was well before your time, what did you learn playing Billie Jean King?
I learned so much just in doing the research. I didn't obviously know that, I knew about the Battle of the Sexes, but I didn't understand the scope and how much social change happened because of this match. It was so much more than a tennis match. It was fascinating to learn about and to play someone like Billie Jean King.
What was it like meeting her, and what did you want to know from her?
I don't think I asked her too much at the beginning because I didn't want to kind of blaze in there like, okay, so what was this? You know, I think I was pretty shy around her and sort of let her do the talking. And Alana, her partner, is so lovely too. So I just sat with them and we drank tea and kind of, you know, just started getting to know each other. But it was amazing. I mean, you couldn't ask for a kinder person who was like, I respect your process, whatever you need, you let me know what's going on. You know, we'll go to the tennis court, we'll do whatever you want. I'll talk to you every day if you want or not, that's fine. I was like, okay, great, okay. And then sort of as we went on, I sort of learned that I needed to take a little bit of distance because she was so fully formed and had so much understanding of what was going on in that time period of her life. But of course, when you're in the midst of all of that sort of confusion or fear or lack of sleep or joy or whatever was going on when she was 29, it was really beneficial to just kind of watch her in interviews then and see how she was presenting herself then, which felt a little different than she is now.
So was there pressure playing Billie Jean King?
You know, the nice thing is that Billie Jean has a memoir and says pressure is a privilege. So instantly I was like, pressure is a privilege. You're so lucky to be doing this. This is the greatest thing. You got this. It's okay.
And very okay. And so do you think this is still relevant? Are we past this, beyond it? That is the issue. And I asked Billie Jean King the same thing. But what do you think?
Well, I mean, it definitely, of course, remains relevant because it is a huge historical event for our country that, you know, it's a historical sporting event for our country, and she's so iconic in our country's history as well. So that was always going to remain relevant.
and we stand on her shoulders in terms of the fight for equality. But I think that, you know, the time period, we didn't know what was going to be happening in the world now, obviously. I don't know if anyone could have guessed or would have wished this to be occurring. I mean, I guess maybe some people did. But so it's in some ways it's really amazing that it's so relevant. In other ways, it's incredibly disheartening that it's so relevant. So it's a mixed bag of the relevancy of this story.
Last question for you. Did you enjoy wearing those tennis dresses?
So much, very specific recreation of those tennis dresses. Ted Tinling was this incredible couturier of these tennis ensembles, and who Alan Cumming plays in the movie. And I mean, these are like exact replicas. Our costume designer Mary Zoe Fries did La La Land as well, so I just worked with her. And she was just like putting us in these incredible outfits. The Madam Superstar one with the stars down the side. I just loved everything. It was so, so much fun.
Well, thanks to Emma Stone, too, for joining us today. Let's move on to the Bobby Riggs character played, of course, by Steve Carell. Born in 1918, Riggs became well-known in the tennis world beginning in the late 1930s when he won Wimbledon in 1939 as an amateur, something that would never happen today. During his career, he briefly held the number one ranking in the world and went on to win two more Grand Slam titles, the U.S. Open in both 1939 and 1941. He also reached the French Open in 1939. He won three other titles in an event that was formerly considered a Grand Slam event, but it's now defunct, the U.S. Pro Tennis Championship, which he won in 1946, 1947, and 1949. Thanks to his six Grand Slam titles, Riggs was inducted into the International Tennis Hall of Fame in 1967. Riggs was no slouch player. He certainly wasn't a clown. The movie, with Steve Carell playing Riggs, does a great job at portraying this talented, complicated man who really and truly respects Billie Jean King, despite all the male chauvinist rhetoric. Well, Steve Carell joins us now. So, Steve, I've asked everyone, do you remember watching the tennis match? And do you remember a little bit about Bobby Riggs from that time?
I actually remember a lot, and I remember the build-up to it. I remember that everybody watched it. All of my friends, my family, it was a huge deal. There were only three channels that we watched, so there were a lot of choices. But I also remember, specifically, I remember that Bobby Riggs was this crazy, funny showman that I don't really think anyone took too seriously. And all of that big talk and all of the terrible things that he was saying about women, I think most people acknowledged and knew that it was a joke. You know, he was doing it to get under people's skins, ruffle some feathers, and generate interest. And I think clearly he did that.
What did you do to research Bobby Riggs?
I watched a lot of clips. I watched, it was a really interesting 60 Minutes interview with him that was very revealing on a more personal level. And I spent a lot of time with his coach, Lorne Kuhl, and we practiced together, and he gave me a lot of insight into Bobby's life.
Well, I heard that you had to have actual sheep in the film. Sheep?
There's a scene in the movie that I play tennis dresses Little Bo Peep, and he decided to get all of these sheep out on the court to add to the flavor of the whole thing for this photo op. But I don't think they realized that sheep eat and they have to relieve themselves. So the court was covered in sheep poop. And so that scene actually took a long time to film because people had to run out on the court and getting the, yeah. So
okay. That's pretty funny. Well, and then what about working with Billie Jean King?
She is a force of nature. She's just talking to my wife about her today.
King.
That, you know, obviously she's this icon and so revered and so important culturally, but you spend time with her. She's just one of these people that just makes other people feel special and important. And she really, when she talks to you, she really engages you and looks at you and invites you into her world. And there's something very special about that. She knows who she is. You know, I think she understands the impact she's had on people's lives. And but in a really self-deprecating, generous way, she invites people in.
And what do you think the film means today? Still relevant? And what about some of the reviews of the film?
It's odd. It's sadly relevant. I guess that's the way I look at it. It shouldn't be as relevant. This movie should be a period piece, but it's not. I read one review that's... that said my wig was terrible. I didn't have a wig on. I don't know what they saw. I grew my hair for a long time, and I actually used the same dye. Bobby dyed his hair, but he didn't dye his sideburns for some reason. So he had this kind of brownish, reddish hair and these gray sideburns. So I got all dyed, and I have my big gray sideburns, my chops that I grew. And then my wife and my kids all went on vacation together. And they didn't want to be seen with me. I'm walking around with this weird, bad wig. Yeah. Yeah, my wife was not feeling particularly amorous with me during that period of time. I need to watch what I'm doing in terms of roles that I'm taking, because, you know, yeah, complete yeah, turnoff.
But, well, of course, Emma Stone is your co-star, and she said so much about working with you. What was that like, working with her?
She's just one of those actors that seems effortless. She doesn't ever seem to be working too hard. She's not the person who goes into the corner and, you know, scrunches her face up and tries to, you know, become or transform and don't talk to me and I'm in my zone. And she's exactly as you would think she'd be. She's the nicest person in the world. And when the camera goes on, it just flows out of her, and it's effortless, and you don't ever see her acting. And, you know, she's a joy.
Thanks very much to Steve Carell, Emma Stone, and Billie Jean King for joining us today. I want to go on with my review of the film, which again, opens widely September 29th. So Riggs, getting back to Bobby Riggs, he wasn't just some average Joe who bragged that he could beat the best female tennis player in the world. He played competitive tennis, and he was legitimately, you know, a great tennis player, trying, of course, to relive some of this. In the early 1970s, though, Riggs came more to represent the anti-feminist movement. You often hear this phrase, the libber versus the lobber. And Billie Jean King, of course, the libber, and Bobby Riggs, the lobber, the tennis lobber, self-identifying in that role. But he was very much a public figure, certainly in the tennis community. But he had these loud proclamations that he could easily defeat any female player in a match. In 1973, at the age of 55, he challenged Billie Jean King, widely considered the greatest female player at the time, and an outspoken feminist, to a match. King declined initially, so Riggs challenged Margaret Court, then the top-ranked women's player and still the record holder for the most Grand Slam singles titles with 24. Margaret Court accepted his offer. Historically, after Bobby Riggs and Margaret Court squared off on Mother's Day 1973 in the first Battle of the Sexes match, of course, Margaret Court lost, and many believe Court didn't take the match very seriously, since she felt like it was an exhibition and she'd move on. And though it became quite a spectacle, and Riggs defeated her easily in straight sets, 6-2, 6-1. After his win, Riggs became even louder in his claims that no woman could defeat him, making many sexist comments in the media, which prompted Billie Jean King to finally accept his offer. Their match, again dubbed Battle of the Sexes, held a prize of $100,000 for the winner and was broadcast on ABC. It's estimated that the match was watched by almost 50 million people in the U.S. alone, according to ESPN, making it the most watched tennis match in American history. So we're going to fast forward to the film and today, and Emma Stone, and yes, there's Oscar talk already for her role here, and Steve Carell serve up these great performances as tennis icons, rivals Billie Jean King and Bobby Riggs in this, what I felt like this dynamite retro biopic. The tennis is excellent, and the timing along with all the events and proceedings follow a really understandable timeline in a way that provides places for all the actors to shine. As a matter of fact, Sarah Silverman is excellent as Billie Jean King's chain-smoking women's tennis promoter. Alan Cumming offers this great turn as King's perceptive fashion designer. And Natalie Morales, who plays tennis star Rosie Casals, who calls the King Riggs event with Howard Cosell, which, by the way, is nice to see in this kind of film wizardry Hollywood, very much similar to the way in which Forrest Gump and JFK were allowed to meet using CGI technology. This happens in this movie, Battle of the Sexes, too, which is really fantastic to see. But Battle of the Sexes is less an issues movie and more of an entertaining history lesson. And Emma Stone and Steve Carell prove that they are just a winning match together. I think you're going to love it. I certainly did. So go see Battle of the Sexes. Thanks to our guests today, Billie Jean King, Steve Carell, and Emma Stone, who star in the new film Battle of the Sexes, which is being widely released September 29th. Special thanks to Fox Searchlight and EPK for their help with all the interviews. As usual, we'll post links to everything. And also as usual, my thanks to you, the listeners, for joining me today. Your time is valuable, and I'm grateful you're spending some of it with me today. I'm always interested in feedback, and you can leave that at iTunes, Google Play. Send me an email at info@notoldbetter.com. Stay tuned for our next show. Another great one is We Talk About Better, the Not Old Better Show. Thanks to all.
Would anyone else like to share? How about you in the back with the glasses, sir?
My name's Bobby, and I am an addict.
Hey, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
Hi, Bobby.
You know, you folks aren't here because you're gamblers. You are here because you are terrible gamblers.
Hey, Bobby.
These folks don't need to stop doing what they're doing. They just need to get better at it. Who's dealing?
Right, please.
Who's in?
Hello?
Eureka, Billie Jean!
It's Bobby Riggs. I had a great idea. Male chauvinist pig versus hairy leg feminist.
You're still a feminist, right?
I'm a tennis player who happens to be a woman.
Don't hang up.
By the way, I shave my legs.
Billie Jean King, already a champion of women's rights, is now the most successful female player of all time.
I am not saying that women don't belong on the court. Who would pick up the balls otherwise?
Oh, my God. There isn't a single thing I don't hate about Bobby Riggs.
You know what I'm doing? I'm cooking. I'm cooking!
I won the triple in Wimbledon.
I could beat Billie Jean King.
Does she have the nerve?
Call Bobby. Tell him it's on.
So, Billie Jean, what do you want?
Now, don't get me wrong. I love women in the bedroom and in the kitchen.
What are you talking, Bobby? The more nonsense you spout, the worse it's going to be when you lose.
I'm going to be the best. That way I can really change things.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to put the show back in chauvinism.
Bobby's a clown. This whole thing's an act for him.
Business, sports, you name it. At the very top, it's a man's world.
When we want a little bit of what you've got, that's what you can't stand.
40 million people are watching.
The battle you've all been waiting to see.
Now I'm done talking, let's play.
The battle of the sexes.